This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Somebody sent me, Marino had only one 1,000-yard rusher to work with in his 17-year career with the Dolphins, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. No, whoever sent me that. I mean, my brother, I know everything that went on with Marino. I lived it. Okay. That's why I laugh with the idiots of, oh, does Tua need a perfect team? Well, guess what? Marino's team wasn't perfect enough for him to win either. And he had way better receivers than Tua. You know what I'm saying? Yet Danny needed a running game and needed a defense and never got in, dude. So, you know, it's not about just winning a couple of games. Hold on a second. Okay. I think we're going to Alter Bridge in Orlando. Yeah. Alter Bridge is going to have their, I got caught here. A buddy of mine got us a ticket. Alter Bridge, I think. I believe it's their new record. So, yeah. So Alter Bridge. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go to their listening party in Orlando. All right. I like it. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, so I lived that whole thing with Marino, and that's why I laugh with the whole Tua bullshit, because everybody needs it, bro. Everybody needs the help you need. And the one thing that I don't want for the Dolphins is what we've had in the past. An 11-win season here, a 10-win season there. You know, every 8 years you go to the playoffs or something. It's not about that, man. It's not about what Marino did, a couple of winning seasons. Well, several winning seasons, but a couple of trips to the playoffs. One trip where you got to the Super Bowl, but you really didn't win anything significant, unfortunately. It's not about that, man. It's about building more than that. You know, the Denver Broncos built a team that it required Peyton Manning to do practically nothing to win it. He can throw for 10 yards. His arm wasn't better than that. 10 yards maybe is what he could throw. You know, the Miami Dolphins built a team in the 70s that Bob Greasy only had to throw the ball 6 times in order to win. You know, the Baltimore Ravens built a team that won with Trent Dilfer only having to make a couple of plays. Hey, Trent, you know, just make a couple of throws. That's all we need. Tony Banks started that season. And they ended up with Trent Dilfer. And won with Tony Banks and Trent Dilfer as your quarterbacks. And they won the Super Bowl. Of course, it's nice to have the amazing team that Joe Montana had at times. Sure. It's great if you're Terry Bradshaw and you're loaded with the steel curtain and everything else. It's great if you're Kurt Warner and you've got Marshall Faulk in the backfield and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Oz Hakeem and a pretty, I would say, middling defense. It's great when it's super special around you. You know, it makes life easier for the quarterback. You just got to make the plays. You know, San Francisco had it a couple of years ago. Garoppolo just overthrew the guy. But Garoppolo's reputation would be completely different if he completes that pass. So, you know, it's not about, hey, let's get to the playoffs. No, it's about winning a championship. And you're going to win a championship because Jalen Phillips is going to kick ass. You're going to win a championship because Javon Holland's going to be a difference maker. You're going to win a championship because X has to get 5 or 6 interceptions in the season. 10 would be nice, but, you know, let's be realistic. You know what I'm saying? you're going to win a championship because it's either Austin Jackson or Eichenberg or somebody is going to effing figure it out. That's why you're going to win a championship. Tua can do his job. Marino can do his job. The question is, can you get enough people around your quarterback to do their jobs? And Marino never had enough people around him. And that's why he had to kill himself, because his defense was going to give up 35 that day. And if he didn't score 38, they were going to lose. And that's not what it's all about. It's fun. It's great to watch Marino sling it around a whole bunch of times, but it's frustrating when the defense goes, you know, and you're watching Richard Todd match Marino touchdown for touchdown, and you're going, what the is this? That's Richard Todd. He doesn't belong anywhere on the field with Dan Marino. But Wesley One-Eyed Walker is burning Miami all over the damn place. You know what I'm saying? So it's about a team, and you got to build a team. And when you do, you're Joe Gibbs, and you say, yeah, I'll win a championship with Mark Rippon. Yeah, I'll win a championship with Doug Williams. Yeah, I'll win a championship with Joe Theismann, because I have the team. And that's the job of Chris Greer, okay? That's the job of Marvin Allen. That's the job of Reggie McKenzie. That's the job of Mike McDaniel. Those four guys better find a way to build a team. All you idiots out there that just want to hang on to just the quarterback talk, you don't know football. Because if you think that it's just the quarterback, then you're wrong. Because there's a lot of guys that have a quarterback and they win nothing. And that's because they failed to build the team around the quarterback. So I watched all this shit with Marino. I lived all this with Marino. And I've lived what's gone on the last 25 years without Marino. 25 plus now it's been. So it's time. You got to figure it out, man. Well, it actually hasn't even gotten to 25 yet. But it's bad. It's about building that team. So when you see they got a line, when you see there's a running game going on, when you see there's a defense playing ball, then I know you have the quarterback. I'm convinced you have the quarterback that can win it all. But you got to build the team. It's not going to be Marino carrying you by himself. It's not going to be Tua carrying you by himself. It's not going to be Russell Wilson carrying you by himself, because that's why you need a team. Because the coach made a stupid-ass call stopping you from getting the second Super Bowl. It's the way it goes. So your coaching staff better know what the hell they're doing. They better know how to find talent on the front, in the front office side. And the players better know how to execute, and they better be able to support each other. And then that's when our Miami Dolphins are going to have big time success. Don't focus on Marino. Don't focus on Tua. Focus on the effing team. That's what you need. The last time we had the best team we've had was Jay Fiedler's teams. Think about that. From Marino on, now that I think about it, the best teams we had were the Jay Fiedler teams. Yeah, because Marino never had a defense with Taylor and Zach and all that. It's crazy shit, isn't it? But you didn't have the quarterback. It wasn't enough to put you over. And that was the difference on that team right there. So Got to find a way to get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ken O'Brien, Richard Todd, it didn't matter, bro. It didn't matter. I was pissed off either way. All of them. Didn't matter. They were lighting them up. They were lighting up Bud Brown and J.B. Brown and Paul Langford and I don't know, all kinds of different clowns that they had back there. Lawrence Taylor won with two subpar QBs. First of all, Adrian, you're about this close to getting blocked. Because for you to call Phil Simms a subpar QB, like, you don't know jack shit about football, my brother. Adrian, you might be better off never commenting on football again on this chat board. Just a warning, okay? I mean, really, man. Some of you out there, are you old enough, Adrian? Because if you're old enough, then really, you know nothing about football. You called Phil Simms a subpar QB. Holy shit, bro. Yo, que clásico me mierdería. Wow. Man, some of you out there, really, you should not comment on sports. You should not. You should just stay watching, learning, you know, subpar QB Phil Simms. Holy shit. Wow. Yo. Wow. Seriously, dude. Retire from the comments of sports talk. That is, yeah. This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Chad says, thank you. That's what I've been telling my friends. Cap space is huge, and we have three guys that can play that role he plays, and it spreads out the load, and you're not killing the player. Actually, Chad, they have like six guys. Yeah. Think about this. Here are the guys playing the Deebo Samuel role, okay? On the receiver side and bubble screens, Tyreek and Waddle. That's two. You want a guy that's going to maybe run the end arounds and all that? Okay. Ezukama and Sed. Because Cedric Wilson's 6'2". So he might go on an end around and they hand it off to him and he's off and running. That's four. Alec Ingold. That's five. He's going to do some of the running. He's going to do some of the pass catching. Some of the things that Deebo Samuel does. Chase Edmonds. Raheem Mostert. Seven guys are going to play the Deebo Samuel role, is what I've been talking about the entire offseason for months now. I told you why they didn't need Deebo Samuel, because what Mike McDaniel did was he designed an offense to do some of the Deebo Samuel plays, but individually. And like what you just said, Chad, so you don't wear one guy out. But the physical plays will be done by the two giant receivers, Ezukama and Sed, Alec Ingold. The bubble stuff and all that other stuff will be done by the speed guys. So you'll separate what you're going to do. Chase Edmonds will do a lot of the things that Deebo Samuel does. Some of them might be a bubble screen. Something might be an end around. Something might be right up the middle or whatever. So, yeah, that's the idea of all of that, okay? Lynn Bowden Jr. has to first make the team, but he could be part of that mix also. I like him, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that you're going to put in front of Lynn Bowden Jr. before Lynn Bowden Jr. gets there, because Lynn Bowden Jr. hasn't proven anything yet. As much as I like his skill set, I'm not counting on somebody that has never done anything yet. So all the other guys I talked about, except for Ezukama, but Ezukama has a skill set that's what you, because he's big, you know. So I think that's why they drafted him, to do stuff like that. So, yeah. And, yes, Lynn might be in that mix also. Could be the eighth guy. But again, it's you can only have active so many people. Remember, you think of Lynn Bowden, right? And first you have to think of Tyreek. You've got, what's it called? Waddle. You've got Ezukama's your draft pick. Cedric's your free agent. That's four already. You brought the kid from San Francisco who's a special teamer. That's five. So Lynn Bowden's job to make this team is going to be a very difficult one to make this team. It's not as easy as some of you make it out to be. There's been this thing with Dolphin fans this offseason. Some of you actually thought he could be Deebo Samuel. Like a guy that hasn't done jack shit in the NFL. All of a sudden, you have him playing like Deebo Samuel. He wasn't good enough to make the team last year that kept seven receivers. But yet you have him as Deebo Samuel. Because that's what I got from some of you Dolphin fans in the offseason. Like, what are you smoking? You know, I like his skill set, but he hasn't done anything. And when you go look at that roster, he's up against it to make it. It's not going to be an easy roster for him to make. The fact that they drafted Ezukama and the fact that they signed Cedric, that was not good for him at all. So it's Lynn Bowden, it's Preston Williams, it's a bunch of cats that are fighting for one spot probably on that team.
This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
Brett Campbell is in the house. Morning, Big O. Finn's question, which free agent were you most hyped about but ended up being a terrible contract? God, over the years, hyped about, and then it ended up being a terrible contract. Wasn't hyped about Wallace. I wasn't hyped about Sue. I'm trying to think of what free agent contract I was hyped about, and it ended up becoming a bust. There has to be a couple. There has to be a couple that I liked. Let me think about that. Because there has to be, not just one, there has to be over the years, free agent signing that I was jacked up about. Hugh Green, but that ended up because of an injury. That's why we never got to see Hugh Green play the way he's supposed to. And that was kind of I think that was a trade, right? If I'm correct. God, it's got to be somebody that I was really jacked about that they signed, and it ended up becoming an absolute bust. Man. Carlos Dansby was not a bust. Carlos Dansby did well. I think he had two goal rounds, right? Did he come back a second time? But if I remember the first time around, he was fine. The thing that Carlos struggled with was in coverage. I remember that. But he did a good job compared to some of our other linebackers. He wasn't as bad. I can't say that one. I'm not going to give that one. Brandon Marshall, that's a pretty good one. I wasn't a fan of Brandon Marshall, but he came in with a lot of hype. Hell, I think he dropped like 7 or 8 touchdowns. I counted. I remember counting throughout the year that he had like 7 or 8 touchdowns dropped. Steve Ettman now. Oh, that was way past his prime and all the hype and everything. Mike Miller had a moment. He was kind of a bust of a free agent signing. He just had a couple of moments, actually, and that's what gets by with Mike Miller. That was actually a bad signing. It just kind of helped because of a couple of moments that he had. But overall, The guy was a sack of injuries. When LeBron got all pissed off that they got rid of that guy, that was like so silly. Eric Green, that's a good one, man. Actually, that's actually a pretty damn good one, Harold. Good memory. Eric Green out of Liberty College. Tight end that they got from the Steelers. And they needed a little more dynamic at tight end. And Eric Green was a complete waste here. That's a pretty good one. I believed I was hyped about that one. Yeah, I think that's a good one right there, Harold. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure I was hyped about that one because he had played well with the Steelers. And then Miami gets him, and he was, oh my God, was he a waste. Yeah, that's a pretty damn good one right there, Harold. Thank you. That one jogs the memory right there. I wasn't pumped up about Chad Ochocinco or Chad Johnson. At that point, Chad Johnson wasn't much. Remember, he was coming off his failed Patriots thing too, right? I think he was cut from the Patriots there too. Because he wasn't really much of a route runner. You can't ad lib with the Patriots. And I think Chad Johnson kind of learned that. That you need to be a precise route runner with the Patriots. Reggie Bush, yeah, and it wasn't his fault. That was, Sperano, rest in peace. I'm sorry, my brother. But, yeah, Sperano didn't know how to use him and used him as a running back instead of a receiver. So, yeah, I don't blame Reggie for that. So, Charles Jordan, nah. No, Charles Jordan. Legadu Nane. David Boston. No, David Boston was a sack of injuries by the time the Dolphins got him. Weird dude also. I was a beat guy in those days. That was an odd cat, man. That was an odd cat.
This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Big O, what do you think of the videos that Kurt Warner did breaking down Tyreek Hill? Guy looks like a game changer. Well, that's because he's a game changer. That's what he is, my man. That's why they signed him. That way you add something dynamic to your offense. So, yeah. I did not see Kurt Warner's videos, but I trust that he, accentuated the obvious that this guy's a beast and he's going to create a mismatch every single time that he's out there on the field. And that's going to benefit Tua and everybody else out there because he's going to bring the double teams. And Waddle is going to be roasting whoever the number two corner is. And then we've got Gesicki. And who knows, Cedric Wilson looks good, man. He looks like a big physical slot. And I love that they gave Tua a slot with size. That's a positive. It's so smart. You got Gesicki with size, I love it, man. I love it. You got to give him some big targets. They brought in the Eric Azukama kid, who's another big target. That's why you don't need Parker here. That's why Preston Williams' days are numbered. They're tired of his bullshit already. Kid's super talented, but he can't put it together. So I would hope that Kurt Warner talked about Tyreek and talked about the diversity of that offense and having a offensive fullback on top of all of that makes it even better. Having speed backs coming out of the backfield that are going to create all kinds of mismatches. Are you kidding me? I'm so psyched about the Dolphins season. I can't wait, man. Can't wait.